Final segment of In Focus coming up now here at 9:52. We've got Alana Parker from the Rylan County Historical Museum and Ron Wilson from the Huck Boyd Institute at K-State. We're talking about Kansas Day this Saturday, January 29th. And Ron has another poem he's going to share with us here. And set this one up for us, if you would.
Yes, Brandon. we were kind of kidding about Texas earlier. Has a reputation for bragging. My friend, Dr. Jim Hoy, who's a Kansas State grad and a distinguished professor, now retired from Emporia State, is a renowned scholar and also a working cowboy. And he makes the point that if it had not been for Kansas, there would not have been a cowboy. And so I think sometimes the Western element, the cowboy element in Kansas, we may not be aware, we may take for granted as a state. And so this is a poem that I wrote to try to put that in perspective. And I was really pleased that Kansas Tourism has now picked this up and used it as one of its promotions. Kansas. Kansas is a cowboy state. It's in our legacy. Kansas blazed a trail throughout Western history. It all started with the Native American Indian, as you know, who roamed the open prairie and hunted buffalo. The new explorers charted the wilderness, braving harsh conditions. Coronado, Lewis and Clark, and John C. Fremont's expeditions. U.S. cavalry soldiers came out west to their forts, Fort Scott, Hayes, Leavenworth, Larned, and Riley, of course. Kansas was a key crossroads of the trails of the day, to Oregon, California, and down to Santa Fe. When Texas longhorns needed to be shipped east by rail, cowboys drove those herds to Kansas up the Long Chisholm Trail. It was the toughest cattle drive those cowboys had ever seen, up to Dodge City, Caldwell, Wichita, Ellsworth, Newton, and Abilene. The townsfolk knew they'd better have things all battened down, because some cowboys sure went wild when they finally got to town. They'd gamble and shoot and drink up their fill, and a few left their graves up on top of Boot Hill. But like everything else, those times went through change. Homesteaders built fence where there was open range. Brave pioneers came west to make a homestead as their perch and built the institutions of the home, the school, the church. Now the spirit of the cowboy in our state is living still, from the feed yards out west to the rolling Flint Hills. In the heart of a Kansan, the cowboy spirit lives on, and the values our people will still draw upon. They work hard and play hard, are honest and free, values that matter to you and to me. It's part of the character that makes Kansas great. So we're thankful that Kansas is a cowboy state.
Beautiful.
Yes, indeed. Wonderful.
And if you don't mind, I wanted to mention, so that poem that Ron just did, the Kansas Tourism, you can go on to YouTube, just did that the other day, and you can find Ron giving that poem in a beautiful setting there. And you said it was out near Paxico, at a ranch near Paxico.
It was. Kansas Tourism arranged for this shoot on the Next Gen Cattle Company, a ranch in the Flint Hills to south of Yosemite in Paxico. Absolutely gorgeous Flint Hills landscape. And Kansas Tourism, I mean, I just shared a poem, but the Kansas Tourism people spent an entire day and an evening shooting film on this ranch and put it together in a magnificent fashion. So it's really a well-produced video. And it highlights that aspect of Kansas. And they highlight other aspects of Kansas too, the many attractions and opportunities in our state.
Yes, to the stars.
Yes, indeed. You know, I'm curious, Ron, being from this area, have you ever been to the Symphony in the Flint Hills?
Absolutely. That's an amazing happening. And a fantastic celebration of the Flint Hills and of Kansas history. They have a story circle after the main performance of the Kansas City Symphony, and I performed in the story circle for people that, you know, pass by as they're trying to manage the traffic as people leave. But, you know, it ends with people standing and singing Home on the Range, and you have the Kansas City Symphony performing this gorgeous orchestral music in this natural Flint Hills setting, cowboys and cattle in the background. That's something very special to celebrate and always comes up the second Saturday in June.
Yep, that is a bucket list item for me. I haven't been yet. I've been really close to going before, but then You know, I think it got canceled 1 year. So, but what a great opportunity. That is a good showcase of really some Americana and Kansas itself. So, all right. Well, anything else, Alana? We've got just a couple minutes here left.
I'd just like to share, if anybody's interested in visiting the Riley County Historical Museum, we are open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. We are also open on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 5. If you have not ever been to the Goodnow House, I highly recommend it. We do give tours of the house. You can learn about the Goodnows, about Riley County, Manhattan's founding. It's a really great historical resource here for our community. Most everything in that house belonged to the Goodnows, which really brings their story to life. So highly recommend that. Admission is free to all our sites. We also have the Wolf House Museum there on Fremont. Juliet and Fremont, the corner there, that's open Saturdays and Sundays also from 2 to 5. So a lot of history to take in here in our community.
All right, good stuff. And that's right there, right by the bricks there. I have a little one who likes to go on the bricks on Juliet, and we do a little game every time we drive on the bricks, and we go right past the Wolf House. So good stuff.
And she's fourth grade this year?
My oldest one's in fifth grade. My little one's the one that likes to do the game on the bricks. She's four. So, yeah, we have a lot of fun with that. But this is great. You know, celebrate Kansas Day. Be proud of where you're from, and really get to know a little bit more about your Kansas history this week if you can. This has been great. Thank you, Ron. Great poems. We really appreciate you being part of the program today.
Thank you, and we so appreciate KMAN carrying our Kansas profiles as well as Manhattan Mercury, which features great Kansas people around the state. Appreciate all you do.
Thank you, and thank you, Alana. It was a great program.
Thank you both so much. Always fun talking with you.